help us today. Thanks for the good news that the Lord has come into the world to save. And Lord, thank you that you can save us. We rejoice. So help us as we study. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 也求您呢，今天呢，就是帮助我们学习，让我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名，Amen.
Okay, what is the message of the Bible?
所以，圣经传递的信息是什么？
And when we went through last week, we talked about the what's the Bible all about, and Norma sitting beside me said, the love of God.
因为上次我们讲到的呢，就是说是上星期，讲的圣经讲的所有的是什么呢？ Norma 坐在我旁边，她说是神的爱。
And she was right. That's what the Bible's all about. It's all about the love of God.
因为她是对的，就是圣经所有讲的，圣经讲的都是神的爱。
So take your Bibles, turn to the book of Luke, chapter 10.
预备你圣经呢，翻到路加福音的第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
You'll remember the story. The rich young ruler comes to the Lord Jesus Christ and says, what do I have to do to have eternal life?
因为你们都记得呢，就是一个有钱的人呢，就是官员来到主耶稣基督，说呢，我做什么才能得救？
And so the Lord Jesus says, what does the Bible say?
主耶稣基督说圣经是怎么说的？
And verse 27 summarizes it.
路加福音第十章第27节呢，就是做了个总结。
And it says, the man answered Jesus and said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.
也就是说呢，主耶稣基督回答说，你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍，如同爱自己。
So when God made the world, what did he anticipate would happen when he made the world?
所以呢，当神创造世界的时候，他预期在世界上，他创造这个世界上会发生什么呢？
Why did he make the world?
他为什么要创造这个世界呢？
So that people like you and me could live in the world, we would enjoy the love of God, and we in turn would love God and love one another. The whole world would be full of love.
所以这样呢，以便你我呢，可以活在这个世界里面，活在这个世界呢，去享受神的爱，在享受神的爱的这个同时呢，我们大家可以互相去爱。
Does that sound like a good deal?
这个听起来是个不错的交易吗？
Would you have liked to have lived there if there were no sin? And all we enjoyed was the love of God, and we responded to him with love for him and love for one another.
所以呢，就是你愿不愿意住在那样一个世界里，很享受呢？你没有罪，然后呢，所有的都是神的爱，我们享受神的爱，我们也回应神的爱，我们互相爱。
Would that be a nice place?
这是不是一个好的、美好的地方呢？
So what happened?
所以发生了什么？
Well, along came the devil. And he said to Adam and Eve, listen, you don't have to just enjoy the love of God. You don't have to love God. You should love yourself.
因为这个魔鬼呢，他就过来了。他跟亚当和夏娃说呢，你不用去爱神，你不用去享受神的爱，你只要爱自己就行了。
He said, if you loved yourself, you would be like God.
如果你爱你自己的话，你就会像神一样。And
so people said, well, I kind of like, and so they reached out, Adam and Eve reached out, took the fruit.
所以呢，那些人就说啊，我有点喜欢了。他们所以呢，夏娃就把手伸出去拿了那个禁果。And
they lost the love of God.
他们失去了神的爱。So
they had two sons. Adam was, Cain was one, Abel was the other.
所以他们有两个儿子，亚，就是说是该隐是一个，亚伯是另一个。
Did they love one another?
他们互相爱吗？
No. Cain killed his brother. Well, that's not that. Doesn't sound like a place of love to me. So God pled with Cain and tried to encourage him to do what was right. Cain said, no, I'm going to go my own way. And he went off to the land of wandering.
所以呢，神呢就去跟那该隐说话，那石头那鼓励他去做正确的事情。但是呢，该隐说呢，我要照我自己的方式去做。然后呢，他去到了一个地方去流浪。And
he built a city called Enoch.
他建造一个城市叫以诺。And
the word Enoch means starting new, initiate.
所以呢，就是以诺的这个词呢，就是说是在一个新的地方开始。
And Cain basically said, I don't have to do things God's way. I'm going to go into my city. I'll have a city and I'll do it my way. Da, 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 da.
你可以说呢,我不用照着神的方式去做,我要去建一个新的城市,在这个新的城市里呢,我站着我自己的方法去做, da, 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 da.
That was a long time ago.
这是很久以前。
Has the world been a failure ever since?
所以这个世界从那以后呢变得好了吗？
Well, in terms of what God ultimately intended, yes, but the love of God is still there, and we can still love Him, and we can still enjoy and love one another.
所以这个里面呢是从这个方面来说呢，神的爱呢仍然在那里，我们仍然可以去享受神的爱，我们仍然可以互相爱，这个呢是对的。
But not all is lost. God has still left us some examples or some models that we could follow that would teach us about a world full of the love of God.
所以呢，并不是所有的东西都失去了，神呢仍然能给我们留出了一些例子和一些榜样，我们仍然可以去学习，学习仍然可以学到神的爱。
What would the world be like if we did live this love of God?
现在如果我们不活出不活在神的爱之下，这个世界会是什么样子呢？
Well, we would all live like Jesus.
所以如果我们都活在神的爱下，我们都活像主耶稣一样。
And it would be a wonderful place.
这是一个非常奇妙的地方。So
here we are in a fallen world where the love of God is not obvious all around. What do you and I say?
因为现在呢，我们在这里呢，活在一个就是说是神的爱，并不是就是充满在各个地方的这样一个堕落的世界，我们应该怎么说呢？
Well, you say I could be an example of what the love of God is all about. If Jesus were an example and I were like Jesus, I could be an example to the world of what the love of God is all about.
因为你说呢，我可以再成为一个榜样，这一个榜样就是神的爱是什么样子的。如果主耶稣基督是神的爱的榜样的话呢，我也可以在这个世界呢成为这个爱的榜样，告诉我周围的世界神的爱是什么样子的。And
then a man and woman get married, and they have children, and what is their objective?
所以呢，男人女人结婚了，他们有孩子，那么他们的目标是什么？
Well, I would like our family, they say, to be an example of what the world would have been like if we had all lived love.
因为我们家呢，想要在这个世界上成为这样一个榜样，就是如果我们家里充满爱，这个爱的家庭应该是个什么样子的。And
so we do everything we can in the family to live the love that the world would have been if everybody loved God and God was able then to love everybody the same way.
因为我们要活出在这样一个家庭里，在这个世界上呢，如果呢我们这个家庭里充满了爱，那么神的爱在里面，我们去爱神，我们这个家庭也是这个样子。So
what is the responsibility of 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel?
因为我们第十六届福音教会的责任是什么？
Were to be just like the world would be if they hadn't sinned.
因为像那个世界呢，还没有犯罪之前的样子。
We want to be an assembly, a collection of believers in the Lord Jesus Christ who live love in such a way that if people wanted to know what the world would have been like if the world hadn't fallen into sin, The world be just like 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
对我们第十六届福音教会呢，我们要活出这样的一个样子。这个样子就是说，是我们这个十六届教会呢，就是一群人，我们在这里呢，互相友爱，就像世界还没有堕落之前，还没有犯罪之前，如果那个爱的那个样子。
What's the purpose of 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel?
那么第十六届福音教会的意义是什么？
Well, among other things, it's to be an example of what the world would be had we not fallen into sin.
这就是除了其他的事情以外呢，就是要做一个榜样。榜样呢，就是说在世界罪还没进入世界之前，应该是个什么样子。
So let me tell you the story that years ago, when I was younger and others were younger in the assembly, we used to get together twice a year on a Friday afternoon. We would all go up to Daybreak Point Bible Camp for the weekend.
就是让我给大家讲故事，但我还年轻的时候呢，另外的那几人也年轻的时候呢，我们第十六届福音教会呢，我们在星期五的晚上，通常呢，我们要去到一个叫那个Daybreak 那个圣经营会，在那个周末。There
was nobody there when we got there except us.
就当我们到达那里时候呢，没有任何人，除了我们两个以外。We
cooked our own food. We brought our own food. We did everything ourselves. We were all alone, about 80 or 100 of us usually, and we were all there for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
因为我们所有的人呢都在那里，都在那里呢，就是没有人给我们做饭，我们所有人都自己做饭，除了我们以外呢，没有任何其他人。我们大概有80到100个人在那里，都是从我们这个教会去的。We
slept together in the sense that we were all in the camp. And the girls and the boys and the adults and so on, and we're there 24 hours a day.
因为我们都在一起，那就是说是一起吃饭，一起睡觉。那么说呢，男孩在这边，女孩在那边，大人在那边，所以呢，我们所有的人在周末都是24小时在一起。
We ate together.
我们在一起。
We had Bible studies and teaching together.
我们在一起呢，就是说是学习圣经，教导圣经。We
went swimming together.
我们一起去游泳。
We played games together.
一起玩游戏。
And what happened on Sunday afternoon?
那么在星期天的下午发生了什么呢？
We all came back to Vancouver.
我们所有人都回到温哥华。
And what did the people say when they were getting on the boat to come back to Vancouver?
那些人呢，上了船，准备回温哥华的时候，他们在说什么？
They said, we don't want to go back to Vancouver. We want to stay here. This is wonderful. We didn't have radio. We didn't have television. In those days, we didn't have these things. All we had was one another and the Lord Jesus Christ. In some respects, that is exactly what God intended when he made the world in the first place.
从某个意义上来说呢，就是说是他恰恰跟主，跟那神呢刚开始创造世界的那个地方是一模一样的。What
is the message of the Bible?
那么圣经传递的信息是什么？
Love was God's plan.
所以呢，爱是神的计划。Sin
came in and destroyed all that.
所以呢，罪进入了，然后把这所有一切都破坏了。
But there are still people and families and churches that are illustrations of what it should be.
但是那里仍然呢，有那些人，有家庭，有教会了，就是向他们展示那个样子。
And one day God's going to destroy all the evil in the world, and the whole world is going to be full of the love of God and the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. It's going to be absolutely
wonderful.
Well, that's the first point.
这是第一点,
and there are only 6 points to follow.
后面还有六个点跟随,
and there's only 6 minutes to to talk about it.
我只有6分钟来去讲。
So I'm not sure. We'll go as fast as we can.
也不是很确定，但是我们要很快的。
What else is the Bible all about? What else is the message of the Bible?
那圣经里的其他的信息是什么呢？
Go ahead, Roy. And it's the warnings from God.
这是神来的警告。
The Bible is not just telling us about the love of God. The Bible is telling us the warnings from God.
其实呢，不仅仅只是告诉我们神的爱，也告诉我们的神对整个世界的警告。
When you read the Bible, do you ever come across a warning?
当你读圣经的时候，你有没有读到这警告呢？
If you were to count up all the warnings in the Bible, how many would there be?
比如，你去数一下在圣经里所有的那个警示，那么应该有多少了？
The answer is you can never do that.
所以答案是你永远办不到。
And over 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 in the Bible we read, don't do that. Don't do that.
一遍又一遍的，我们在圣经里读到的，不要做，不要做。
If you have a little child in the house,
因为你在家里有个小孩子。
How often does mommy say to the little child, no, don't do that?
所以妈妈要多经常的去跟小孩子说呢，不，不要做。
Over and 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 over.
一遍一遍一遍一遍一遍一遍一遍一遍一遍。
Okay, God says, I'm gonna have to tell you no. The world is full of sin. No, don't do that. And so we put the word the prophets there because you go from Isaiah to Malachi, all those books are just full of warnings.
因为神呢，他不必须不断的，就是说是跟我们说呢，不要那么做。所以从那先知书一直开始，一直到马拉基书，从以赛亚一直到马拉基书，所有都是警告神说不要做。
And so some people say, I don't like reading the Bible.
也就是说呢，我不喜欢读圣经。
And you may say to them, I understand why. Because the Bible, all the Bible, what the Bible is doing is telling you, you're wrong.
因为我说我理解为什么你不喜欢读，因为呢，所有的圣经都告诉你，你是错的。
But what else is the message of the Bible, Roy?
下一个是什么呢？
The message of the Bible is also the promises of God.
圣经传递的信息呢，同样是神的应许。
And that's very reassuring.
这个是非常的有双重保障。
You read all the warnings and then you read, but.
你读到所有的警告，你读到但是。
And following the but comes the promises of God.
所以呢，在那个但是后面跟随的是神的应许。
And so there are huge promises of God. One of the promises of God is this, that God is going to ultimately end up with a world that is full of love. That was his plan in the first place, and the devil said no, and God says no to the devil, and he's going to restore what he intended in the first place. Hallelujah.
这个里面呢，就是神的那里有巨大的很多的那个应许，但其中的应许呢，神呢就是说是有一天呢，他会有一个世界，这个世界呢，然后让这个世界充满爱。那么魔鬼说呢，不，他要阻止神让这么做。那么神最终呢，他必须说呢，跟那个魔鬼说了，不，我要让世界充满爱。哈利路亚。
All right, so the next one is the repentance before God.
下一个呢，就是
the promises say that you know, the blessing is God of God is going to follow repentance.
这里面呢，就是下一步呢，就是说是要在神面前悔改。那么神的那个应许呢，就是说你要在他面前去悔改。
And repentance next slide is going to be followed by belief in God.
所以呢，就是说是在你悔改以后呢，紧随着是你要信神。
And belief in God is going to be followed by God's response, which is forgiveness from God.
所以如果你相信神的话呢，那紧接着呢，那就是也是神的应许，神会饶恕你的罪。
All of which is going to result in service for God, the last slide.
所有的这些呢，都会让我们以这样的去服侍神为结果。
What is the message of the Bible?
圣经的信息是什么？
Well, it's all about the love of God. Warnings from God, And then the promises of God that says that if you repent and believe, God will forgive your sins and allow you to live a life of service for God, for the glory of God, that the love of God would foster and help and ensure.
这个里面就是说圣经里所有传递的信息，就是说这个圣经里都是充满神的爱，充满的神的警示，充满了神的应许，就是说这是告诉你，如果你在神面前悔改的话呢，相信神的话呢，神会饶恕你的罪，最终呢就是说是让你去啊活出这样的一个人生，去服侍神，服侍神的所有的都是关于神的爱。
So that's all very encouraging.
这个对我们来说都非常受鼓励。
Sin says no to God.
罪对神说不。
And God says, I'm not going to let sin defeat the purposes that I have. I will make a way whereby the sinner can be forgiven and will all be restored to what my original plan was, the love of God.
所以这个里面的神说呢，我不会让这样的罪来，就是啊损坏我的计划。所以呢，我会要把这个世界恢复到这样的一个爱，所有人呢都会那个悔改，他们罪来相信神，最终呢让这个世界充满爱。All
right, well that's all very fast. I apologize, but it gives you an idea of what the message of the Bible is.
因为这个呢，就是都过得非常快，但是呢，我抱歉讲得太快了。但是所有这些呢，都是告诉我要向大家传递的，就是圣经所要传递的信息是什么。So
Lord, we're thankful for the message of the Bible.
也主啊，我们感谢圣经里传递的信息。Frankly,
that's a good message.
坦率地说，是非常好的信息。
And Lord, the central line is that repentance can bring about the blessings which disobedience took away.
所以呢，主啊，这个事实呢，就是说是啊，那个就是说是啊，悔改呢，那个就是说是能够带来神的赐福，让那个悖逆离开。
Lord, may we repent and believe and be forgiven so that we could return to the love of God.
主主要愿我们就是说去悔改，相信呢，这样呢，我们就可以得到赎罪，这样呢，我们回到神的爱里面去。We
want to understand it, but mostly we want to enjoy it forever.
因为我们想要去理解，更多的是我们想要去永远的去享受。And
so we give thanks for all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们为这一切献上感恩的是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.